Joining us now by phone, as per usual, even on a holiday, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and I think that's a hard act to follow. That was absolutely beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Tell us about the snow you got yesterday.
Well, we have probably, I would say, 4 inches at my house, which is just lakeside of the ridge, up. And
four new inches of snow. Good.
And in town, I'm guessing maybe 2.5-3 inches, something like that.
Enough
so you have to shovel.
Oh, that's fine, though. I think all of us were very willing to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. It wasn't even in the forecast as recently as three or four days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they said it, they said 20% chance. And then next thing, the website said 70% chance. And then yesterday morning, it said 100% chance.
And we had that.
Yes, we got somewhere around 2 inches of snow. It was an absolutely beautiful snow. And with our schedule being as it is, we didn't need to go anywhere, which makes enjoying it that much better. When we get a snow, last time I spoke to you, I was talking about tracks, animal tracks, and I was doing a class last week on animal tracks, and I mentioned how we had gotten snow. As a matter of fact, it was snowing at the time I was talking to you. Well, that makes animal tracking a little bit harder. However, we did go out and we did see some brand new tracks, because just a couple hours later, there were critters that had been moving around. And look how fresh those tracks were. Well, yesterday's snow came in the afternoon, came in the morning. It was pretty much done by early afternoon. And so this morning, I was out there taking a look, and I found about 10 kinds of tracks of critters that are wandering around during the night and the morning. Most of the time, it's during the night. And that's one of the things I just absolutely love about tracking. It's like going out and reading the newspaper, you know, seeing all the information of things that have happened. Usually I never see more than one or two of the critters that make the tracks. And if it weren't for the tracks, it's easy to think they're not even around. But boy, they certainly leave their impressions all over the place. And it was just an absolutely beautiful walk this morning. The next time we speak, it'll be a last day of the year, and we're going to be winding down. But it looks like the last months, starting in August up till now, have consistently been drier than normal. And December, until we got yesterday's snow, was considerably less than a third of what we normally have precipitation-wise. And even with the snow, we are still far below normal. December is always a dry month. It's not, you know, our climate, being as it is, the driest time of year is winter. So it's not unusual to have that happen, but we usually do get more snow. And December often will give us as much as 17 inches of snow. I can remember years where we got more than 30 inches of snow in December. Well, this year that number is somewhere around about 6. So I'm just glad of what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was afraid for a long time we weren't going to have any at all. But we do have it, and it's still absolutely beautiful, so we're going to enjoy it. Speaking of enjoying it, I hope you had a chance to get out after dark. You know, we started the sunsets are a little bit later now. We passed the solstice, and the days very slowly start getting a little bit longer, but we still have plenty of darkness, and I hope you had a chance to get out after dark these last couple of nights when it was clear. We are in the new moon phase, and I find the temperatures aren't 20 or 30 below zero, and we're in the new moon phase in the winter. It's absolutely spectacular star show that
mm-hmm.
we get to see, and that's the way it was this week. Oh my gosh, it's just outstanding. It makes you think of getting out and taking a walk in the conditions like that, and it's cold and dark, but boy, once you're out, it is just spectacular. So that's the way the conditions that we had this week. Like I said, we are in now the solstice. The sun sets have been getting later, but the sun rises also get later. That continues until early January. Then we will start to see the sunrises get a little bit earlier. I mentioned last time that this was the time of the Christmas bird count, and yes, last Sunday we in our county here in Carlson County, we had our Christmas bird count, and we got about the usual number of birds. We saw about 30 kinds. Now, the thing about the Christmas bird counts that I like so much is you get together with a few other people who also are out looking at birds, and everybody takes time, a few hours or several hours, depending on how ambitious they are, to get out within a certain area and check to see how many kinds of birds you can find. And what it does for me is just lets us know what's around us. You know, if you just went about our ordinary daily activities, we would see a few. We would see ravens and crows and the chickadees and nuthatches, probably a couple of woodpeckers, but we wouldn't see a lot more than that. But if we take the time and get out and do a lot, as I did last week, do a lot on foot or get back away from places, you see there is plenty out there. We had some really great sightings. The largest birds we saw were probably bald eagle. We had a couple bald eagles. We had a red-tailed hawk, a rough-leg hawk, wild turkeys, which are in our area right now. In the last 10 years, they've been a regular part of the Christmas bird count. They're pretty good-sized birds, but that's on one direction. Then the other side, we had some really small birds. The chickadees themselves are small, but they are bigger than things like red-breast nuthatch. Red-breast nuthatch is just very tiny, and yet they're very common around in the wintertime. And then we had some golden-crowned kinglets reported, and that is just a fascinating bird. Once again, smaller than a chickadee. They there's always a few that stay around all winter, and the remarkable thing on insects. They seem to be hanging mostly around the conifers. Yeah, isn't that incredible? They feed on insects. They have an ability to go in behind the pieces of bark and so forth on trees and locate insects. Last week when I was watching a chickadee in one particular place where I was trying to get a good look at it, and I noticed it was after something, so I put the binoculars on it, take a closer look, and it was pulling a caterpillar out from behind bark. So these birds, if your life depends on it, you know, you're going to be able to find food out there, and that's what they're able to do. They're also able to be able to spend the nights, the cold nights. The cold nights are what can really be dangerous to a lot of the birds, but they're also able to do so. And if that's not enough, we still are having our regular nocturnal show of the flying squirrels. Usually about 10 to 12 will show up every night. And boy, they put on such a terrific show. Flying squirrels are well known for caching, and they're well known for taking food and running off and hiding it somewhere. And sometimes they can make a huge amount of in these caches. However, the ones that come to us, I don't think do that. I think they just come to the platform where I put sunflower seeds, and they just eat. I think that's all they do. And
they trust that you'll put more.
Exactly, yeah. And I think they're the kind of critter, if I were to go out and put more, they would eat it. And if I put more after that, they would eat it. You know, it's just they would just keep on coming. I think the gregariousness of them just happens to be that word spreads that if you want something to eat, this is the place to go. And so they start to show up. I don't think they're too, they don't seem to fight each other, but they also don't seem to, that they have to have each other either. So it's been really interesting to watch them. I keep wondering if we're going to be having a time when owls will discover them too. But so far it hasn't happened. And it's just been it's a nocturnal show every winter night to be able to see flying squirrels out there. And along with other things, the tracks and the birds, there's plenty going on. And so enjoy the holiday and enjoy your last week of the year.
Thank you so much, Larry. Happy holidays to you.
Sure. Bye. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling.
Yep. Larry Weber is a recently retired school teacher, a science teacher, twice awarded Teacher of the Year. And he joins us every Saturday morning on North Shore Weekend at 9:30 and gives us the latest of what's happening outside. Wow.